Kritika Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns, Audio, Visual, and Kinesthetic. Some people move through life with sharp awareness, cutting through illusions and distractions with precision. They don't just observe, they analyze, refine, and perfect. Kritika Nakshatra isn't about passive experience. It's about discerning truth, sharpening skills, and mastering control. Their subconscious processing is wired for selection and refinement, meaning they don't just absorb information, they filter it, break it down, and extract only what is useful. If we break it down through NLP cognitive styles, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, we can see exactly how they engage with their environment, process learning, and interact with the world. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just see details. They analyze them with sharp precision, seeking clarity and structure in every image they process. If the sun is in the first house in Kritika, they rely on mental imagery of strength, leadership, and authority to guide their confidence. They picture themselves as powerful and unshakable, using visual cues to assert dominance and maintain control. However, if the sun is in the seventh house, their visual processing shifts outward. They focus on how others perceive them, analyzing facial expressions, body language, and visual power dynamics in relationships and partnerships. If Mercury is in the third house in Kritika, their auditory processing is sharp, fast, and highly structured. They are quick-witted, mentally agile, and highly analytical in speech. They process spoken words as commands, breaking down information into logical sequences, and often correcting or refining what they hear before responding. If Mercury is in the ninth house, their auditory processing expands beyond logic. They listen for deeper meanings in philosophy, abstract thought, and belief systems, absorbing knowledge through lectures, sacred texts, and discussions about universal truths. If Mars is in the sixth house in Kritika, their kinesthetic processing is disciplined, action-oriented, and methodical. They don't just react, they train themselves for mastery, developing endurance and control over their body and mind. They learn best by doing, practicing, and applying effort repetitively until perfection is achieved. If Mars is in the 12th house, however, their kinesthetic energy becomes more internalized. They act through subconscious instinct, spiritual discipline, or hidden mastery, meaning their physical expression of energy is often controlled, refined, or even concealed from the outside world. Kritika's core cognitive style is one of precision and refinement. Whether through visual analysis, structured speech, or disciplined physical action, they don't simply process information, they perfect it. Their greatest strength lies in their ability to cut through distractions and focus on what truly matters, ensuring that every thought, word, and movement aligns with mastery, clarity, and purpose. Kritika Nakshatra, Motivation Direction. Some people move through life with a sharp sense of purpose, cutting through distractions and uncertainty with precision. They don't act on impulse. They act with intention, clarity, and a deep sense of refinement. Kritika Nakshatra isn't about indulgence or chasing temporary desires. It's about mastery, purification, and controlled ambition. Their motivation isn't scattered. It is focused, deliberate, and fueled by an inner fire that refuses to accept mediocrity. Whether they are internally motivated, self-driven, or externally motivated, reacting to outside forces, depends on planetary placements within Kritika, shaping how they engage with goals, discipline, and achievement. If the sun is in the first house in Kritika, their motivation is purely internal, meaning they move through life with an innate sense of self-assurance and purpose. They do not seek validation from others. They act because they know their path and trust their ability to lead. Their self-discipline and hunger for personal excellence drive them forward, ensuring they always hold themselves to the highest standard. But if the sun is in the seventh house, motivation becomes externally activated. They measure success by how others perceive them, constantly refining their public image, relationships, and leadership influence. Their drive comes from recognition, social standing, and a desire to be seen as an authority figure. If Mars is in the third house in Kritika, their motivation is aggressively self-initiated. They don't wait for permission. They conquer challenges through sheer willpower and relentless effort. They are fueled by competition, personal victories, and intellectual dominance, always needing a new challenge to sharpen their skills. However, if Mars is in the 10th house, motivation shifts outward. They channel their fiery energy into career success, professional dominance, and long-term ambition. Their drive is no longer just about personal achievement. It is about proving their strength in leadership roles and leaving a legacy through disciplined effort. If Rahu is in the 6th house in Kritika, motivation is externally driven by obstacles, enemies, and competition. They thrive in high-pressure environments, pushing themselves harder when faced with resistance. Every challenge fuels their ambition, making them highly strategic, tactical, and willing to take risks others fear. But if Rahu is in the 12th house, their motivation becomes more abstract, seeking power through secrecy, spiritual mastery, or hidden knowledge. They may feel driven by an unseen karmic force, pushing them toward esoteric wisdom, hidden ambitions, or unconventional paths to success. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Kritika, motivation becomes internally structured and deeply tied to emotional security. They work not for external rewards, but to build something lasting, something unshakable within themselves. Their drive comes from a need for stability, self-reliance, and the mastery of their own emotions and personal foundations. But if Saturn is in the 10th house, motivation shifts toward external achievements, structured career success, and long-term legacy building. They are relentless in their pursuit of perfection and will outwork anyone to reach the top, ensuring that their status, reputation, and influence remain unchallenged. Kritika Nakshatra is fueled by a need to refine, purify, and master their domain, whether through self-discipline, intellectual rigor, strategic ambition, or controlled power. They never act without reason. Their motivation is not about fleeting success. It is about perfecting their craft, eliminating weaknesses, and becoming the best version of themselves, whether through internal mastery or external recognition. Kritika Nakshatra attention direction, self or others. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to be completely absorbed in their own inner world, while others are always tuned into what's happening around them? In Kritika Nakshatra, the way attention is directed, whether focused on self or others, can reveal a lot about how one processes information and interacts with the world. Kritika, with its razor-sharp precision and drive for perfection, can direct its attention inward to build a formidable inner strength, or outward to dominate social interactions. If the sun is placed in the first house in Kritika, their attention is naturally self-focused. They're laser-sharp about who they are and what they want to achieve, constantly refining their personal identity and striving for excellence in every action. In this configuration, they rarely rely on external validation because they're driven by an intrinsic need to perfect themselves and establish their own identity. However, when the sun shifts to the 7th house, the focus pivots to others. These individuals become keenly aware of social dynamics and the impressions they make on those around them, using interpersonal feedback as a gauge for success. If Mercury is in the 1st house in Kritika, attention is oriented towards self-expression and personal analysis. Their thoughts are finely tuned, and they pay close attention to their internal dialogue and immediate impressions, ensuring that every word and idea reflects their high standards. Yet, if Mercury is in the 7th house, their attention shifts outward, driving them to engage actively with others, refine ideas through conversation, and adjust their approach based on the reactions and perspectives of those they interact with. When Venus occupies the 1st house in Kritika, their attention gravitates inward towards cultivating personal aesthetics, style, and emotional self-worth. They are intensely self-aware, constantly evaluating how they can improve their own image and presence. On the other hand, with Venus in the 7th house, these individuals focus on how their charm and beauty affect their relationships. They become very attuned to the expectations, needs, and feedback of others, using social harmony as a mirror for personal refinement. If Saturn is placed in the 1st house in Kritika, the natural tendency is to build self-discipline and structure from within. They meticulously monitor their own behavior and performance, setting strict internal standards and valuing self-reliance above all. However, When Saturn is in the seventh house, their attention shifts toward external structures, working hard to meet societal expectations, maintain professionalism, and uphold responsibilities in relationships. In this setup, their self-worth is often measured by how well they conform to or manage external systems. Ultimately, Kritika Nakshatra's power lies in its ability to balance self-focused intensity with an awareness of others. Whether their attention is turned inward for personal refinement or outward to influence and lead, this duality helps them achieve the perfection they so deeply value. Mastering this balance is key to harnessing the full potential of Kritika's precise, transformative energy.